up space travel, and so they'll be able to look back down upon the earth and enjoy that. And I'm sure it won't be for working people. This will be for the folks that have the money to be able to purchase a seat aboard this. But Elon Musk agrees with what an Italian lawmaker said the other day, and you can watch this video on YouTube if you want to. It's all Italian, but you listen, passion in his voice and the way that he has been rejected and fought by the media tells me that this man was head over heels in his belief that these numbers had been exaggerated greatly in Italy. And Elon Musk says that he agrees with that the numbers are inflated. And therefore, we are getting into an idea here. If the numbers are inflated, then we have a conspiracy going on. We have an agenda going on. If the numbers are inflated, now how do we know anything? I mean, look at me. I don't have any contacts in the White House. I don't have any contacts with... All I know is what I read. But we've got to read, folks. And sometimes you have to read and do a lot of reading and a lot of reading and a lot of reading before you can get to the bottom of what's going on. The Italian lawmaker's name is Vittorio, I can't pronounce it, S-G-A-R-B-I. I don't know if the S is silent, Garbi or whatever. I don't chop up the man's name. But this is information is available if you'd like to see it. Now, the Scientific American said beware of antibody-based COVID-19 immunity passports. So what's this? This introduces another part to the COVID-19 issue. In other words, if we're going to contain this virus, isn't that the big message right now? Remember what I just said. There's an awful lot of people out there that do not believe that the virus is nearly what they've said it is. Now we progress on and we find that these reputable magazines are saying that they are creating immunity passports. What's that mean? That means that you've had a vaccine or you have antibodies in your Bible, in your system, when they check you to see that you have already had COVID-19, and the immune system produces antibodies when you, that's just a natural thing. Your immune system does this so that hopefully you won't have to go through it again. So here's what they say about this. They say that antibody-based COVID-19 immunity passports, dozens of tests with unknown accuracy have flooded the U.S. thanks to a move by the FDA that loosens restrictions. Now, these people are secular. This is not a Christian organization, not to say that there aren't many Christians, no doubt, but this is not coming from a Christian perspective. It's coming from the perspective of people who watch politics and the scientific community. And they say that this is very dangerous because of what it could lead to. In plain words, how it would track people. That if you don't fall within the... If you don't have the credentials where you've been treated for COVID-19, you have antibodies and you've been vaccinated and all that. If you don't have that, then you don't go anywhere. That he may buy or sell if they don't have the mark of the beast. You don't go anywhere. Now, if I had preached this 3 or 4 years ago, people would say, aha, ho-hum. But you don't do it now. And the reason you don't is because you're sitting there with a mask on right now. You're sitting under phase, I don't know what it is, phase one or phase two, whatever it is, Tennessee's, where you have to have a 6-foot social distance among you. All of this is to protect you from the transmission of this COVID-19 virus. So the government gets involved. And the government's going to get involved in the sense that they're going to watch you, they're going to track you, and then they are going to pass laws that directly affect your freedom. And you're going to be amazed at what I read next. I'm going to read a law to you that they're trying to pass that's going to affect what you do, where you do it, how you do it. They're going to be watching everything you do. Of course, all of this is for your protection, for your safety, so you can be safe. Now, I don't want to get personal feelings about the issue. There are very few people who care if I live or die. And believe me, I don't think Caesar's one of them. House bill. Six, 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 six. Yeah. Is the COVID-19 testing, reaching, and contacting everyone Trace Act? Did you get that? Why would they use 6666? I believe they're going to use it because God makes them use it. I believe they do it because they have no other choice. This is God warning us again. The number in Revelation 13 is 600, 666. Here they have 6 stamped all over it. This thing, otherwise known as COVID-19 Testing, Reaching, and Contacting Everyone Act, was introduced and referred to the House Committee on Energy and Commerce, 5120. This bill is sponsored by Representative Bobby Rush of Illinois. The bill has 59 co-sponsors, 58 Democrats, 1 Republican. This bill provides $100 billion this year in unlimited federal funding future years to create and operate a massive and likely unconstitutional surveillance, testing, and tracing enforcement system under the guise of protecting Americans against coronavirus. This bill is a federal funding bill proposed to create a surveillance infrastructure that can be used by the federal government as well as local and state governments and private businesses to require medical testing and tracking of all citizens in violation of fundamental civil liberties as well as testing as set forth in the Bill of Rights, which include the first 10 amendments to the U.S. Constitution designed to protect individual rights, limit the power of the government. In plain words, the 10 amendments to the Constitution called the Bill of Rights have been thrown out the door for your protection. Mind you, a virus that nobody in this house has ever seen. I've never seen it, have you? A virus that, from some testimony, quite a bit of it, has been blown way out of proportion. And a virus that obviously is being used to bring down upon you a draconian system of surveillance and control. If you surveil, you control. And that's what's happening. Now, there's a vaccine involved in this. A vaccine. The whole idea is that, all right, we're going to have to vaccine. We're going to have to do something to stop this thing. All right. Now, let me tell you this. There are people out there right now that are teaching that the vaccine is the mark of the beast. I don't say that. I'm not going to stick my neck out there, but I will say this. It may lead you to the mark of the beast. It may open the door for the leading you to the mark of the beast. Here's what one man said about this vaccine. Now listen carefully to this. He says you'll be forcibly injected against your will with a poison-laden vaccine that has nanotechnology. It also has DNA gene-altering, ID tracking and surveillance, and so forth and so on. All of this built into this vaccine. Let's talk about something for just a moment. What is nanotechnology? Just think of nanotechnology of being small, 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 very, very small. And this is quite a remarkable thing about this nanotechnology, because at the scale of this, of the size, it has been reduced to this point. Listen carefully. This is a big deal. The ordinary rules of physics and chemistry no longer apply. It's that small. Now think about that a moment. That makes the rule and law of physics relative. Makes it relative. It's not fixed. It means that it can be changed according to the situation or the circumstances. In other words, you get so small that the laws of physics that are taught in school don't apply anymore. And I think that it also applies to out there. I think it also applies to a place called CERN, that hadron collector. I think it applies to many things. Listen, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The Almighty spoke it into existence. The Almighty, my dear friend, I have no idea how big He is, but I know this. He's bigger than His creation. Amen. He brought it into being. You can't measure God in size because He's a spirit being. And there's not a man walking the face of this earth, nor a woman that has ever lived that can tell you, give you the essence of a spirit. They can't do it. So what do you do, preacher? I believe in God the Father. I believe in God the Son. I believe in God the Holy Ghost. I believe in the Creator and the Redeemer. I believe in Him, folks.
Amen.
You read this stuff, it just sets my soul on fire. They're admitting that there's an element that they're completely ignorant of. And that the laws that they teach you that they say are so absolute are not absolute. But anyway, let's get back to the vaccine. Nanotechnology creates things. In plain words, it comes to the point at this size where stuff can be created. So what does that mean, preacher? It means that if they inject you with something like this, that it can create within your body what they want it to create. They're already into CRISPR-Cas9. I've been preaching on that now for 2 or 3 years. CRISPR is gene splicing. They're already working at that, and they're beginning to mature in it and develop it. This could be in this vaccine. This gene editing, gene altering. Then there's the tracking system. ID 2020. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah.
ID 2020. They got a website. They don't hide anything. Just log into their website. They'll tell you what they intend to do. They want every human being on this earth to have some kind of a injected something so they can be tracked for it's your protection. You ever notice how that all this stuff has a good motive behind it? That's where you buy it. That's how they sell it to you. And you give up a little bit here, you give up a little bit there, you give up a little bit here, you give up a little bit there. First thing you know, you'll wake up one day and you'll realize you live in a country that is worse than it ever was under Stalin or Hitler, that you're living a slave to a government that has clamped down for your protection. You're safe. But here, keep in mind, this is what's important about this. Keep this in mind. Can you see how that a vaccine like this could be used to force you to take a mark? Listen to what this woman says. Her name is Dr. Judy Mikovits. All you got to do is run her name. She's a PhD. Just read it. She's a vaccine researcher, virologist, Dr. Judy Mikovits, told Brian Rose, May 10, 2020, interview on London Real, that 50 million people will die if the entire population in the United States is forcibly vaccinated with a so-called COVID vaccine. 50 million, folks. We got about 330 million in this country. Those who can withstand the initial assault and survive will lead anything but a normal life in the wake of this unprecedented catastrophe. Now, let's say, for example, she's right. I don't know if she's right. But let's say she is right. Let's say they give people they vaccinate the people, 50 million people die. Would that get everybody's attention? Would that scare everybody to death? Yes, it would. You know the second wave they're talking about and all of this and all of that? Now I come down to something that is very personal and to the point. And you'll identify with this. There are the states that forbid public worship. They're still out there. They've shut the churches down. Now you can go to the liquor store. You can get juiced out. You can get drunk. You know, you can buy all the liquor you want. You can go to Planned Parenthood. You can kill your babies, you know. We're not going to stop killing babies. We got to keep killing babies. That's essential. That term they created, you know. Something that is essential. And then all of the other essential things. But the church is not involved in what's essential. They don't see it that way. But not all states are the same. Some states see that you should have liberty to be able to come to church.
Amen.
And I appreciate so far what Governor Bill Lee here in Tennessee has done. He seems to be a very decent man. He seems to be concerned about the freedoms that the people have. Keep in mind that all the governors are not part of this, what I'm talking about here this morning. And so I appreciate that. I pray for the governor. I hope you pray for Governor Lee, of the governor of Tennessee. Hope you pray for him. But listen to this. This just came out. The states that have shut down the churches and won't let people come in and worship, they are suffering a much higher coronavirus infection rate. Now, that, listen, this is not, these are stats. This stuff is in, this stuff is written. This stuff is sealed. You can read it. The states like New York, New Jersey, Michigan, places like that, California, Washington, that have shut down the churches have a much higher coronavirus infection rate. Now, why? Why is that? Why is that? This is from WBIR. How many of you know who WBIR is? If you live in Knoxville, you know me, who I'm talking about. WBIR. As of Saturday, this is yesterday, the Knox County Health Department said there have been 306 positive cases of COVID-19. Now, we're talking about positive cases, been tested, positive cases. There's one more. That's one more than Friday. After the cases held steady between Thursday and Friday, the county's latest count of recovered cases also increased from 233 to 246. Two numbers did hold steady from Friday. Now listen to this. The county announced no current hospitalizations and no new deaths. None. Now, unless something's happened since yesterday, and this is WBIR, this is not Hey Boy Corner, nobody is in the hospital right now because of COVID-19. A soul. Does that make you think? It's like Goshen. You remember that? Children of Israel came to Egypt. They were in Goshen. You remember? It got dark where the Egyptians were, but Goshen still had light. God protected his people. It looks to me like, kind of like, that Knoxville, Tennessee, and I read this by another professional, he said, you have a very, very slight chance of being infected with COVID-19 in Knoxville, Tennessee, compared to a lot of the other places out there. Has anybody in Knoxville, Tennessee prayed about this? Has anybody in Knoxville, Tennessee wanted to go to church? Has anybody in Knoxville, Tennessee doubted the official party line? Is anybody in Knoxville, Tennessee looking for the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ? This stuff excites me because if they make people take a vaccine, if they make them, and that vaccine is the thing that seals or opens the door for the mark of the beast, folks, I'm going. We're not going to be here in the tribulation period. Now, I know a lot of Christians disagree with that, but we're not going to be here. The apostle said in 1 Thessalonians 5, we're not appointed to wrath, but to obtain salvation. And that salvation has nothing to do with the new birth. That salvation in 1 Thessalonians 5 has to do with being saved from the wrath to come. Revelation says the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? And that is the wrath of the Lamb. I'm looking for his appearing. Now let's say that the vaccine comes out in 6 months. All right, let's say it shows up in 6 months. That's what they're shooting for. President Trump is shooting for it. Now, I don't know a whole lot about the president. You know, don't jump against him either way, for or against him. Give him the benefit of the doubt. Remember that when the man came into office, that there was a coup that lasted 3.5 years. And you're just now getting more information about it. It's a coup, folks. They tried to take down a duly elected president. That's a fact. That's a fact. At the top echelons of the FBI, they were against him. And they created all of this mess that the Democrats have used for 3.5 years to bring the man down. All right. If he's part of the system, boy, they're working hard to get rid of one of their own. See, I give him the benefit of the doubt. So what do you mean by that? I mean there is a globalist outfit out there that Laura Ingraham is talking about. These are one-worlders. These are Christ deniers. They hate you. But they want to create a utopia on this earth. And now they've got something right here with this COVID-19 that they can bring people to their knees with, and they can control them for their own good. So that's where we are. And back to what I was saying, I'll come to a close. Let's say 6 months from now, the vaccine shows up. So what's that mean, preacher? That means 5.5 months from now, I'm gone. That's what it means. Or 5 months and 29 days, the day before that it shows up. I pray the Lord has come and got us and carried us out of here. Amen. Because you're not going to be forced to take the mark. You're not going to be faced with the mark. But you may know what it is. You may know what all of this is leading to. There's going to be more. I gave you this morning what I've learned so far. I didn't get this from any one person, though we've got some good people that are sending good stuff. No question about that. But I check it out on my own. I believe there's going to be more come out. I believe you're going to see this as it matures and develops. And as it does, stay awake, for He's coming again. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, come. This is an exciting time. Yeah, it is. It's exciting. Because I'll tell you, I don't know of anything more exciting than to hear Him shout my name. Come up hither. Amen. Father, in Thy name I pray. I've given the good folk what I have from Thee. Heavenly Father, mostly what I've given out this morning is, I pray, will awaken people. Where they'll be more concerned and they'll be watching more. They'll be able to put things together and make connections and connect dots. Heavenly Father, I don't know what may come out next week. Lord, I don't know that. I have no idea. But I know what we have right now, what we see, what You've given us, what we understand. We can see where this is leading. And I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that You'd help us. If there's somebody in this house this morning that's not saved and they don't know You, Lord, I pray that they'd be born again. This would be the day they'd accept the Lord Jesus as their Savior. In Thy holy name I pray.